This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Security and compliance done wrong is a headache. Done right, you build trust and grow faster. That's Vanta. For startups, Vanta acts as your first security hire, using AI to get you compliant fast. For enterprises, it's your AI-powered hub for compliance, risk, and automating workflows. From startups like Cursor to enterprises like Snowflake, top companies choose Vanta. Do security and compliance right. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI completed the largest funding round in Silicon Valley history, raising $122 billion. The deal shows how the ChatGPT maker is diversifying its shareholder base ahead of its planned IPO, which is expected by the end of the year. As part of the financing, OpenAI raised more than $3 billion from wealthy investors through banks and said it would be included in several exchange-traded funds managed by ARK Invest. Amazon, NVIDIA, and SoftBank also committed $110 billion to the funding round, while additional cash came from Silicon Valley and Wall Street investment firms. Oracle began to significantly lay off its workforce today. The cuts come as the cloud and database company invests in costly data centers for AI. According to employees and several posts on LinkedIn, Oracle is cutting jobs across its business lines. Some affected staff told the Journal they received an early morning email from Oracle leadership informing them that it was their last day. The full scope of the layoffs isn't yet clear, but some employees said internal metrics show a reduction so far in the thousands. Representatives for Oracle declined to comment. Shares in the company are down nearly 50% in the past 6 months as investors express concern about its data center financing plan. And Amazon has secured a deal to provide internet access on Delta Airlines flights. Delta said it plans to use Amazon's LEO satellite internet business for in-flight Wi-Fi on an initial 500 aircraft starting in 2028. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Delta's choice intensifies competition in the satellite internet industry. JetBlue Airways also has an agreement to use Amazon's service on a portion of its fleet. But SpaceX's Starlink has become a dominant provider for airlines, signing up customers including United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and Alaska Air Group. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.